I just went in the door and I was looking around for another exit, hoping that it would lead out into the stadium. But there was no second door in sight. But as I was looking around, I spotted the bag of footballs over in the corner. And I just thought to myself straight away, like, that if I had the bag of footballs, I might get away past security, like they might think I'm part of the team or something like that anyway. But, like, I was still dressed in my normal clothes from watching the game. I was just wearing jeans and an Ireland jersey, like. So when I went over to pick up the footballs, it literally couldn't have been luckier. There was a tracksuit laid on the shelf next to it. So threw on the tracksuit, was the full Estonian gear, the same gear that the players were wearing. So put on all the gear, got the bag of footballs, threw them up my shoulder and just came back out the door.
When you were putting that tracksuit on, how quickly were you getting dressed? Was it heart in your mouth moment?
Yeah. Oh, geez, I was terrified. It must have taken me 5 or 10 minutes to build up the courage to actually do it. Like, and all this time, like, my friends were still outside arguing with the security, and they eventually got sent packing. Like, so when I heard the arguing and all that calmed down and I knew they were gone, I finally plucked up the courage and I was after throwing on the tracksuit, and I just said, right, I'll come out now past security and just keep my head down and go for it. So that's basically what I did. I just head down straight past security and I came out right by the corner flag and just started walking up the sideline. The match had already kicked off and everything at this stage. The match was going on my right, all the fans and everything were on my left, and I just kept walking, head down, didn't make eye contact with anyone. And just went straight for the Estonia dugout, like, because I was wearing all their kit, like, so.
Most people there, though, Conor, if they've made it onto the touchline, they wouldn't have gone straight for the dugout. What made you do that?
Well, I suppose it was just the fact that I looked so official, I suppose, with the gear and with the footballs. And I don't know, I was kind of half anxious. Like, even part of me was thinking, will I make a run for the Irish dugout? And maybe just tell one or two players, let's just go, look, lads, I'm from Cork and from Ireland, and so any chance I could sit with you. But I didn't think it might go down too well, especially with such a high-profile, important game. They mightn't want just any old fella just sitting with them on the bench. Like, they mightn't be too pleased. So I said I'd sit right at the end of the Estonia dugout and hopefully just keep my head down and no one will say anything to me. They might just think I'm a ball boy or a mascot or whatever, you know. The fact that I had my bag of footballs, I thought I'd get away with it. Nothing was said for a while anyway. None of the Estonian players or staff or anything said anything to me. But
so you're sitting on the bench, you're next to the manager and the players. You obviously can't speak a word of Estonian. What were you thinking at this point? Were you thinking, I'm going to get away with this? Or
I was still fairly scared about the whole thing, like afraid of getting caught. So what I did was I took out my phone and I was like, look, even if I do get kicked out now, I have to just make a quick little video on the phone just to have something to remember it by and just even prove to the lads back home that I actually did it. So I took out my phone and I started making a recording of the match going on in front of me. But just as it happens, when I was doing that, the actual live TV cameras picked me up, and like, it was broadcast live here at home in Ireland, whatever. So straight away, like, my phone started hopping. Like, I was getting text after text, like, just people going, is that you on the sideline? I had my phone up then for so long, and I was texting and making videos that a UEFA official, I suppose, he kind of put two and two together, and he knew I shouldn't have been there. So he came up and asked me who I was and what I was doing on the sideline. I told him I was looking after the footballs, but he basically didn't buy my story, and he said I'd have to leave and sit up in the stadium. But, like, you know, I was grand, I was happy with that. He wasn't kicking me out of the ground, I was still going to see the match. So I just literally went, I'd say I was 5 or 6 rows back from the touchline, and I was bang on halfway, so I'd one of the best seats in the house. Like, I was just elevated slightly from the pitch, and right on the halfway line, I could see the whole lot of the action. Like, it was brilliant. Like,
so, you know the phrase, obviously, luck of the Irish. The fact that you'd done this, sitting on the bench, and then you get the best seat in the house to see the Republic win 4-0, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know. It was just surreal. Like, I couldn't even believe it as it was happening. Like,